This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that agriculture remains the backbone of India's economy and a strategic pillar for the country's long-term development journey, addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing. Mr. Modi said the government has consistently taken several steps to strengthen the agriculture sector.
आप सभी जानते हैं कृषि एग्रीकल्चर विश्वकर्मा ये सब हमारी अर्थव्यवस्था का मुख्य आधार है और इसी सोच के साथ हमारी सरकार ने कृषि सेक्टर को लगातार मजबूत किया है। करीब 10 करोड़ किसानों को 4 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि मिली है।
The post-budget webinar focuses on promoting high-value agriculture by unlocking the potential of crops such as cashew, coconut, sandalwood, agarwood, almonds, walnuts and pine nuts. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh today emphasized that stable maritime growth is essential for the Global South. Delivering ministerial remarks on the second day of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi, he underlined that India's decisions are guided by national interests and are not aligned with any single bloc. The minister added that the country consistently upholds freedom of navigation and UNCLOS, opposing unilateral attempts to change the current situation in the Indo-Pacific. The minister highlighted that as India assumes the BRICS chairmanship, it focuses on four big pillars, including resilience, innovation, cooperation, and sustainability.
India-Middle East European Economic Corridor to promote connectivity and stability. Accommodation also defines India's engagement with major powers. With the United States, we share a vision for a free, open, inclusive and resilient Indo-Pacific. With Europe, cooperation rests on shared democratic values and pragmatic negotiations on trade and emerging technologies.
The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting raids on companies associated with industrialist Anil Ambani and Reliance Power. According to sources at the ED, the searches began early this morning and are currently underway at 10 to 12 locations in Mumbai and Hyderabad. Around 15 ED teams are carrying out the search operations. ED sources further said the raids are being carried out at premises linked to individuals associated with Reliance Power Limited. Delhi Airport has issued a travel advisory amid ongoing tensions in West Asia. In its advisory, the airport said westbound international flights may face delays or changes in schedule. In a social media post, Delhi Airport has asked passengers to check the latest updates with their respective airlines before heading to the airport. It has also urged passengers to rely only on official communication channels for verified information. The airport further asked them to opt for short stay options near the airport. Qatar's Ministry of Defense today said its air defense forces successfully intercepted a drone attack targeting Al Udeid Air Base in Doha, which is the largest military base of the United States in West Asia. Qatar's Interior Ministry said the security threat had been eliminated and the situation had returned to normal after residents were instructed to remain indoors during an elevated emergency alert. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, West Asian region, has cancelled the Class 10th exam scheduled from the 7th to the 11th of this month. According to CBSE, examinations of Class 10th scheduled on the 2nd, 5th and 6th of this month shall also stand cancelled. The mode of declaration of results for Class 10th candidates in West Asia will be notified separately in due course. Online registration for Uttarakhand's world-famous Chardham Yatra began today. Devotees can register through the Tourism Department's official website registrationandtouristcare.uk.gov.in and the mobile app Tourist Care Uttarakhand. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen will face China's sixth seed Li Shifeng in the last eight clash tonight. Lakshya had earlier stormed into the men's singles quarterfinals in Birmingham yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.